News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass is helping hard work. Always appreciated as we launch into another interview about the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. We just got a great overview back in November from Eric Attinger. He's their chief communications officer. So he's here to tell us about Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy and their stock market challenge and their Dream Learn pitch. And their great methods of teaching sort of down-to-earth financial knowledge to kids. Welcome back, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And thank you. I know you're a busy body around here.
Sure.
Well, that sounds negative. You're a busy beaver. How about that?
That's right. There we go.
Those are always good. And working with SRI and some other folks, so keep up that good work.
Thanks.
And on the news line, one of those folks who's on the front line of great education around here, teaching, I believe, technology and science, if I'm right. Mike Stabila is on the line from Selins Grove Area School District. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. Let me clarify that. What are the two main areas where you teach at Selins Grove?
So primarily business. Anything that involves money, you'll usually find me in there with accounting, personal finance, and subjects like that.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go over to the front office, too, and help them out there. Maybe they need help. I know they keep taxes as low as they can over there, so everybody's always monitoring that. Well, I'll go back to Eric, Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. The elevator pitch, please.
Yeah, sure. So we know that there's such a crisis right now with personal finance and financial literacy. So our target is to reach all K-12 students, primarily middle school and high school. We do the budgeting challenge, teach them about budgeting their money. Obviously, we teach them about investing with our stock market challenge. We have our big spring game going right now, which is why Mike's a part of this. And then we also have Dream Learn Pitch, where we teach the kids how to start their own business and have a business pitch contest. We teach them everything from how to manage their money, how to budget, how to invest, and how to start a business. So anything business and money-related, we give them the best chance to have their brightest financial future that they can have.
And schools don't necessarily have the time or maybe even the wherewithal to dig into personal finance, how to handle your own money,
right,
and then how to get your money invested, what money you do have so that you can kind of stay stable and even start to think about retirement, you know, 50 years down the road.
Right, yeah, so that's what we provide. It's free for them. We have great sponsors, Northumberland National Bank in the region, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Susquehanna University helps us out. But we provide these programs on top of our contests. We also provide content and courses and curriculum. And then, of course, we're a teacher-focused organization. That's why we have Mike on the phone and many teachers around the area, around the state, that really have a passion for the kids, and we need those teachers on the front line. So we provide everything we can to make their life better. They have a lot to deal with already, but we know that financial literacy is such an important topic, so that's what we help out with.
Sumner Motor Company and Tom Mertz,
yes.
So they just love supporting you guys.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. Mike, how was this the perfect decision for you to get involved in the Council on Financial Literacy and the Stock Market Challenge with your students?
Well, one of the things is they just make things so easy for us to be able to implement it into what's already a packed curriculum. Here at Selins Grove, we're super fortunate that every student that graduates from Selins Grove has to pass a personal finance class. Here in the community so often where, it's great to teach all these higher level classes, but having the opportunity to, teach those subjects that students are going to use every day of their life, and then, they're able to swoop in and be able to provide us with some of the resources that just make fitting things into, like I said, a tight curriculum fantastic already.
Well, and your students have invested $100,000 and turned it into over $1 million. Please give me very specific ways that you did this.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish I could take some of the credit for as well as what the students are doing. The hardest question I get, excuse me, in the entire stock market game is absolutely, hey, Mr. Stabila, what do I invest in? And my response is usually, if I knew exactly what to invest in, I probably wouldn't be teaching. I'd be doing something else. And we just encourage them. We say, watch the news. See what's going on in the news. And Luke Piazza, who's in first place in the state right now, he's actually pushing $2 million in the investment, starting with $100,000. Most of what he's doing is just very short time investment. So he'll buy something and he's literally become a day trader. I get notes from other teachers like, "Hey, Luke's working on this stuff in my class. What is it?" And that's because he's buying and selling stuff throughout the day, and not necessarily the advice that I would probably give Luke if he was looking to invest long-term for a retirement account. But again, I certainly encourage the kids, you know, get involved in it. And remember, this $100,000, don't be afraid of it. It's just fictional at this point in your life.
Well, and I think people have probably heard stories of individuals going bankrupt or, you know, buying or selling stocks that just tanked. But in this particular case, you have one individual up to $2 million, and the team funding is up to $1 million, and they started out with $100,000. You have to be wondering, is it insider trading if you mirror what the students are doing?
Well, I can't lie, as there have been some investments in my life that students have taught me about that I may have said, "Hey, geez, that's not a bad idea." So I'd be lying if I said I wasn't following what they're doing pretty closely.
Yeah, I remember back in, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, the kids said, "Okay, stay with Apple." They just keep going up, and guess what? They were 100% right there. Okay, so what are some of the lifelong lessons they're walking away with, not just from the stock market challenge, but from the budgeting challenge, or if any of them got involved in Dream Learn Pitch?
Well, you know, from the stock market challenge all the way through, is I usually tell them your personal finances and what you're going to do in life is not a science. It's not an absolute that you have to be able to follow this. And it's more like an art form, and just allowing them the different opportunities to be able to see the stock market game, the Dream Learn Pitch, the budget challenge, and the fact that being able to get to that end goal, there's so many different ways to be able to get there, and all of these different opportunities that were provided certainly allow them to be able to see that, listen, I want to get to whatever year it is that I want to retire, and I can do it multiple different ways. So giving them the flexibility that's provided to us is invaluable.
Anything additionally you'd like to tell us? We'll let you get back to getting ready for school, but anything additional is important to talk to our audience about that you're doing over in Selins Grove in the classroom?
Well, I'm really proud of being able to work at Selins Grove and everything we're doing here, but the other part that's super important are organizations like this that provide us some of the resources that we have, and I can't thank them enough for everything that they do to try to make sure every student that graduates from Selins Grove is well prepared to enter the workforce of the world.
Right, fantastic. Well, thanks for doing your part. Thanks for your service in the classroom. And we know it takes a lot of resilience and stick-to-itiveness to really do as well as you and some of your other fellow teachers over there. So we appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Mike Stabila is a business and technology teacher over at the Selins Grove Area School District, actively involved in the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy and their stock market challenge. As I mentioned, the kids were given $100,000, and they're up to $1 million. And one individual student is doing his own trading. Tell me about this.
Yeah. So a lot of the kids will actually look at this, and some of them can even use their own money or their parents' money, and they get really involved in this trading, and they realize there's a lot of money to be made or lost, as we say, too. So there's some kids that, you know, we talk about the kids at $1 million, but there's also ones that are learning lessons that might be negative $60,000, which means they lost their $100,000 fictional money, again, that we give them in portfolio, and it might be down. So some kids learn more when they lose than actually when they win. There's so many life lessons of what not to do. And again, you want to lose money now rather than later. So it's just a great learning opportunity, and some of these kids are becoming day traders. Some of these kids that we've talked to are going on Wall Street. This has changed their life now. They see what you can do with finance and money, and they're just going that direction. So it's great that this program provides that insight for them.
And this is an opportunity for kids not only to learn about the finance and the financial lessons, but that they learn what they don't know, that there's this huge world of business, and that if you bone up on it and you learn some of the basics, you can really step in.
Yeah, and there's so many things to learn, and it's intimidating to a lot of people to jump into these kind of things, but that's why we provide this education. We also have an entrepreneurship program, Dream Learn Pitch, like we talked about, to not only teach them about investing and budgeting their money, but how they can generate income and how they can help the community around them, what businesses do. And I always tell the kids, if you know who Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates are, those are all entrepreneurs who invest, and they became billionaires that way. And there's actually a clear path. If you try hard enough, you can become a millionaire, a billionaire just by starting your own business and investing your money. But you're right, there's so many different avenues, kind of like Mike said, so many different directions you can go. He said it's like an art form there. So it just opens up a whole world to kids that some adults haven't even been opened up to.
Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy is working statewide to teach teachers how to teach financial literacy, basic budgeting, and so on.
Yeah, we actually have teacher workshops, and our philosophy is, the multiplying effect here, where we actually train the teachers how to utilize our programs, the budget program, the stock market challenge, and entrepreneurship. So in case they have any gaps or they don't have any curriculum, we provide that, and we not only train them on the material, which they might be familiar with, but we actually show them how our system works, how our, what our curriculum's a part of. So we train them over here at Susquehanna University. Dr. Ozu, Basil, and Christy do a great job working with us there. And we focus on, again, helping out these teachers because, like Mike said, they're drowning in a lot of curriculum, a lot of things going on now, which is great. It's what the kids need. But we make sure they're taken care of, make sure they know and understand our program so they can get it right to the students, because the more teachers we help, the more students we help.
And you got good sponsors, Sunbury Motor Company, yeah. Norrie National Bank, Susquehanna University, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. You're a 501c3 nonprofit. An individual can assist you if they so choose?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so anybody right now could actually go to www.pencfl.org. That's PENNCFL.org. And it is tax deductible. We are a 501c3. We're an education improvement organization. So anybody who feels passionate about this, please reach out to us. Like I said, we have a Dream, Learn, Pitch program, which teaches kids all about business, competition, target market, value proposition, everything somebody would need to be successful in business. As it goes towards stock market challenge as well and budget games. So reach out to us. There's a donate button right on our website. And then, of course, you can reach directly out to us as well.
I got to take some of these classes. I don't know what you're talking about. So we got to figure that out. Mike, I'll give you, or Eric, anything else you want to add to this conversation?
I just want to say, encourage those around you, even if you're an adult, look into this stuff, but if you know youth around you or students around you, reach out to their teachers if they aren't involved. Most likely there's teachers in their schools that are involved, but it's so important to teach the kids to learn about finance today so they're not in debt through credit cards, they're not investing in money, their inflation eats up their savings. There were so many people that are, in their 70s or 80s today and never invested, and they could have had so much more, they don't know that. So please just look around at your young ones now. Make sure to invest in their future so that they know everything they need to be successful and have a brighter financial future.
Right, yeah, we talk about that. We have a whole show in the afternoon, the Dave Ramsey Show, talking about the burden that debt, sort of a multiplying subtraction impact that it has on people's lives. Eric, thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Eric Attinger, Chief Communications Officer with the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. Mike Stabila over at Sealands Grove School District was on the line. PennCFL.org, P-E-N-N, two N's, CFL.org for the Pennsylvania Council on Financial Literacy. And if you want to find out about Dream, Learn, Pitch, they're about to have some final discussions and competitions up at Penn State. DreamLearnPitch.org.